So you were just telling me there, Anne, about the different times of the year with different jobs in the firm,
Aye.
and you're talking about sheep clipping and dipping.
So, well, in those days, because you were just a family on a farm, you got your friends and your neighbours in to help. So, Dad's cronies were all turn up for the clipping. And so we would either, you'd gather the sheep, they'd bend the bucks, you would be left to pull the sheep in while give them to the men to clip. When they were clipping, then you would rouse the wool. So you had your job, then you'd pack the wool into the big bags. So being wee and nimble, you'd get flung into the big bag and the fleeces would get flung in after you and you would have to stamp them down. And Mum would turn up with the basket of tea and scones at 10 o'clock, and then it would be dinner time, which would always be tatties and mince or stewing tatties, and then it would be the 3 o'clock tea
So would
basket.
that
So,
be tucking them into the farm house to feed them?
The tea would come out to the
Aye.
field, and
The stew would
the
be in the
stew was in
kitchen.
the kitchen,
Aye.
and then if they were still there at tea time at like 5 o'clock, they would get ham and eggs or whatever that, but usually by then they had to go and do their own work, so that was it. So either was clipping, there was
What time of year would that be?
clipping again, the summer holidays, July time, before the fleeces get too heavy and they get too market with fleas and things. So but yeah, so the other things that we would just do ourselves would be the dipping. We could manage the dipping ourselves, just my sisters and my dad. But again, you were running, chasing sheep, the things like that. So other things that you would have, the hay making, you were always gathering for if you and if no, if it was the weather was going to turn, everybody would try and help everybody else. We would go down to our neighbours and help them, and they
Would
would come and
you
help
folk
us.
for the village maybe sometimes and ah, or was it just
Aye,
the
your school pals would come up and say, "Do you want a hand?" Or you could get, but the Wains fu Ringford came for the tatty hooking, which is just going because Dad would pay them. October holidays, tatty hooking, they'd get paid. Isabel and I would get bugger all. So they would go when you went back to school. They'd have spent all their money on sweeties or things, and you were still sat there.
That's the
Because
alternative.
then we'd still have to wheel the tatties. We'd have to get into the barn and sort them, because you graded them. And so,
So what's wheeling tatties?
wheeling tatties is sorting them.
Just sorting them out
Just sort
into
them. Because
size.
all your tatties get flung into the barn, get cooked into the barn floor, and the doors are left open to let the air through. So, and then you would sit on a bucket with two or three buckets, and the biggest gins would go in one bucket, and you would keep them to use yourself. The good quality ones would go into the middle bucket, and they would be bagged up and sold, and the wee rubbishy ones would go for feed.